This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Demonstrators expressing solidarity with Cubans who waged a rare weekend of protests around their island nation shut down Miami's Palmetto Expressway Tuesday by mobbing onto the highway. An Iranian intelligence officer and three alleged members of an Iranian intelligence network have been charged in Manhattan with plotting to kidnap journalist Masih Alanjad, a human rights activist from New York, to Iran. The FBI says the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. All targeted victims had been critical of Iran. The COVID-19 curve in the United States is rising again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks. It's being driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Let's get an update on the Afghan U.S. troop withdrawal. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Pentagon announced last week that the U.S. military has withdrawn more than 90% of its troops and equipment from Afghanistan. This comes roughly 2 months ahead of the deadline President Biden had set earlier this year for American troops to pull out of the nation's longest war. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton joins Fox News to discuss the consequences of the U.S. troop drawdown.
The Taliban's positions are advancing faster than the Biden administration predicted a few months ago, and that's a grave concern for America's security. We have to remember that Afghanistan is where al-Qaeda launched the 9/11 attacks from.
Some Republicans have sharply criticized the withdrawal of all troops, arguing that zero presence of American soldiers will embolden the Taliban. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There were strong words from Governor Ron DeSantis on Tuesday at a roundtable discussion at the American Museum of the Cuban Diaspora.
They are revolting against a corrupt communist dictatorship that has ruled that island with an iron fist for over 60 years, that is responsible for death and destruction.
Former Miami-Dade mayor and Cuban-born Carlos Jimenez.
It is not about vaccines. It is not about food. It is about liberty. The Cuban people are fed up. We need to help the dissidents inside the island by giving them financial support.
DeSantis called on the Biden administration to take a strong stance against the oppressive communist regime that has been using violence against its own people to crush dissent for more than six decades. Tuesday's inflation indicator, the Consumer Price Index, shows Americans are now paying well over 5% more for everyday items than we did 1 year ago. Economist Steve Forbes is sounding the alarm.
Inflation's here for a while. We're getting the whirlwind of what was done last year and the year before. Even before COVID, the Fed was printing too much money. They went on a binge last year, perhaps for understandable reasons, but they overdid it. And then I think everyone's underestimated the huge disruptions, supply chain disruption, when you shut down the global economy. It's not like a light switch. The Fed, I think, is realizing bad things are coming and they're trying to find desperate ways to stem the leaks in the dam. But with all those spending bills coming through, what they go through, watch out. The dam will break.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Ray Moore joining us, the director and founder of Exodus Mandate, board chair for the publicschoolexit.com. Hey, Ray, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be on with you, and you do a good job.
Well, very kind of you. Well, we're in pursuit of the truth. This is what you and I have in common, no matter where it leads. And the people are finding out, some very slowly and the hard way, when it comes to our public education. As you said, that it's beyond reform. And I think more and more Americans are coming to that conclusion, especially in this era of COVID, where parents were home. They were looking in, though they were told they weren't supposed to. They're not allowed to look in on all those Zoom meetings that were happening in classrooms across the country. You know, how dare they? And the parents started seeing the kind of curricula, the kind of propaganda that was being thrust on the kids' minds. I mean, to the degree, Ray, that there's the latest survey that says that something like 36% of the kids in our country today actually hate America. And yeah. my question is, who told them to hate America?
Well, it's coming at our children, both through K-12 and higher ed. Of course, we deal primarily with the K-12 question, but it's a big problem in higher ed as well. If they can escape indoctrination at the K-12 Christian homeschool or Christian school level, and they get into the university, sometimes they overtake them there.
Yeah, and these kids are finding out real quick that these teachers have the power. You've got to conform. If you don't conform, you're going to pay by not getting the A that you earned. It may be a C. It could even be an F. I mean, we're hearing anecdotal reports to this end.
Right. And of course, parents, you know, trust these teachers. I mean, you know, we always were raised up as little kids to avoid the strangers, you know, don't go with a stranger. But yet we send our children off to these public schools where we have these strangers.
Right.
Many of them Marxists are teaching our children, and we don't even think a thing about it. We just trust these schools, and they're bringing real harm to our families.
Well, and this has been a progressive move. Some people go, oh, this has only been happening since the 50s. Well, it's not so. Go back and look at the history of public education. You know, progressives took over at the turn of the century. So for over 120 years, they have been progressing along to the point that they've put a stranglehold on public education with the unions, the teachers, administrators, and dare I say, you know, many of our elected officials that support their shenanigans.
We date the progressive movement, which is really the leftist movement, from Dewey.
Yes.
In the around the turn of the 20th century, the early 1900s. But it really goes back before that to Horace Mann in the 1840s, when the state government started taking over what was then a private Christian and parochial school system. A lot of people don't know, that we didn't have state-run, state-controlled, state-subsidized public schools until the 1840s. Prior to that, we had a totally private Christian and parochial school system. All the education activity was provided by churches, family groups, and private associations.
Well, we certainly couldn't have that because there's supposed to be this separation of state and church, right?
Right, and of course, I do believe in a separation of school and state as mm-hmm. well. Now, the separation of church and state is a term that's fallen on bad days, but it originally was a good idea where we would not have the church or controlling the government and the government controlling the church.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, the government should have reflected Christian values, nevertheless. So we don't believe in the separation of God and government, but we believe that the church should be jurisdictionally separate from the
right.
state.
Well, and this was a reasonable argument consideration at the time because of where our founding fathers and what the pilgrims had experienced with England, where it was a church-controlled state, and it had unbearable influence. And they said in this new America, we weren't going to have that. And
They fled that and came here and set up a different model.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they never envisioned that the government would not be reflecting godly and Christian principles. So that's the era that the left has put on it. But we do want to keep the education system separate from government.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you consider our Declaration of Independence and Constitution, I mean, it is loaded with Judeo-Christian principles that have served us well, that have been consistent with biblical principles, and even to the point that, our constitutional founding fathers said, look at this, this country is made, and the Constitution was designed for a moral and religious people, and without morality, it would implode on itself, and here we are, we're on the brink of implosion, and in some areas, some people would argue that parts of the Constitution have already imploded, and what has caused this has been the abandonment of moral principles.
And we're not going to get it back, Bill, by whining and complaining about it. We've got to set up a separate model. We need to go back to the original model. And so that's why what's happening today, even with the pandemic, as bad as that has been overall, there's been a silver lining. Because so many millions of families now are looking at this alternative early American model, which also approximates a biblical model.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're thinking about homeschooling their children or enrolling them in private Christian schools, campus schools, or mm-hmm. in fact setting up private campus Christian schools. And that's happening in the millions right now. We just
exactly.
don't know the full extent of it until the schools reopen in the fall.
How far away are we from actually realizing a voucher program across this country?
Well, I depart a little bit from some conservatives on that. I think the voucher could be dangerous for us because it would bring government control back into the private schools. And I think we can finance the system through other means. It's a lot of good people really do support that, but we think it would bring control back in. So we think that we can finance these schools through benevolence, through offerings. Churches have the facilities, the budgets, and everything they need to be able to do this. And then, of course, there's also tuition tax credit scholarships. Churches can set up scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
There's philanthropy. $50 billion a year going to philanthropy for higher education, and some of that could be directed toward K-12.
Right. How about, without, say, another consideration might be just a tax break? I mean, for the amount of money, I mean, we're spending anywhere from $8,000 to, New York, I think it's over $20,000 per child. If we set up some sort of system in which they would get a tax break, the government wouldn't be necessarily directly involved. But certainly, I believe these American homes should be deserving of some sort of, tax break if they're providing education, for their kids other than public education.
That might be acceptable as long as we don't get a direct grant from the state that is the state of New York,
mm-hmm.
or the state of Tennessee, to the private schools or
right.
from the federal government. That's where the when you reach the money, the chains go on.
Got to go to break. More from Ray Moore.
Zoharf has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or a caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As the Tide Ministry continues broadcasting the gospel throughout Albania, our local ministry partners are reaching out to blessed listeners. A woman named Kola recently shared how the Tide Albanian radio pastor and the program he records in her language have helped her feel peace throughout her struggle with leukemia. Pastor Clodi donated much-needed blood to Kola and stayed by her side to pray with and comfort her. He also gifted her with a radio so she could listen to the Tide broadcast to learn more about Jesus. Kola says that the gospel messages helped make her pain easier. And since being in the hospital, she has prayed to God and put her faith in Jesus. To read more edifying stories like Kola's and find out what you can do to help the Tide Ministry reach more Albanians for Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with retired Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore. He was an Army Reserve chaplain and veteran of the Gulf War, for which he was awarded a Bronze Star Medal, graduate of the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina, and chairman of PublicSchoolExit.com and ExodusMandate.org. Ray, always good to have you back with us, and I want to continue on with our conversation, regarding the latest condition that families are faced with our educational system.
Families can encourage their churches and their pastors to start up campus Christian schools. The pastors have been too slow to see this. I've been in the ministry 45 years, and sometimes I'm most disappointed in the conservative pastors because they don't really see the need to get the kids out in many cases. But the lay people can put pressure on the board of the church, demand they start a Christian school, or set up a homeschool co-op. And, of course, publicschoolexit.com has all the information and resources that anyone would need of how to get started. Usually the concern and the anxiety of starting something so extraordinary as a Christian school deters people. But we're in an emergency situation now. We don't really have any other choice. We've got to get the kids out as quickly as possible, immediately, because they're being indoctrinated and harmed at warp speed. And there's no fixing these schools. There's no reforming them. I'm watching the critical race theory, which is just cascading at breakneck speed through all of our schools. And it's a terrible thing that's being done with that. But it's only the latest egregious offense. We've got Howard Zinn's Marxist History of America. You've got transgender. All these things are embedded in the public school system, and it really cannot be reformed. And a lot of people just can't come to terms with the fact that it's broken, or it really is so bad, it's really operating according to the designers.
Right.
So we've got to get over this silly idea that we can run the school board and fix those schools. First of all, I know a case in California where a gentleman was actually the last Republican serving as chairman of the state education committee. This was when, before the Democrats totally took over the state. And he informed me recently that he had encouraged 30 people over the years, and this would probably have been through the 80s, 90s, early 2000, to run for school board. And in every single case, they failed to accomplish any worthwhile conservative objective. And a lot of our best people now are advocating running for school board. Well, the system is too embedded with leftist ideas to be able to fix it that way. We've got to abandon it. It's better to starve the monster and quit feeding our children to the monster. You can't defeat an evil system by whining and complaining. You've got to create a rival system, and that would be Christian homeschools and private schools.
Well, you're pointing to a systemic issue here that has been long established, like we talked about, for over 100 years. They have, you know, established quite the stranglehold, and there have been things that have been turned on its head. And I think in Texas there was a school district where, you know, the mother bears went in and turned it upside down and took over. That's just one. But your point's well taken that things could move a lot faster, because this is the point of all this. There is a this is a moment of expediency, because what's being lost here is the education and the minds of our young children at the expense of these socialists.
Right. And, of course, we have to realize that the public school system is a socialistic model in and of itself. No true conservatives support a socialistic model. It fits the classic definition of the state ownership of the goods and services and the means of production. So it's not a free market model, and everything that works well operates in the private or the free market economy.
Exactly.
So we can't fix it, because it's really not broken. It's socialism and education, and we have to abandon that model.
So we can't expect this system to deliver anything better than a ranking of, you know, what, 27, I guess?
Right.
Or somewhat in that realm.
And we've got to realize that some of our best people are trying to correct it. So if we're dividing our forces, and we're not very strong as it is, and they run for school board, it will just, you know, deplete our energy and our resources. Some years ago, we were working with a lady in Virginia, and she had come to one of our conferences and went back to her hometown and called me about 2 weeks later and says, they want me to run for school board. And I said, oh, please, I beg you not to do that. If you'll do that, and even if you could win, you would in their 4 years, you'd be so frustrated, you could get out. Christian school.
Yes.
And that would really matter. Mm-hmm. But she went ahead and ran, and so I don't know if she won or not, but I know she hasn't been successful, because if she was, she would be one of eight people on the school board. And so it's a fool's errand. Mm-hmm. And I see it so many places. I don't want to name names, but some of our best people are on the Fox News and Newsmax talking about running for school board. It just mm-hmm. won't work.
Uh-huh. Where is this working, Ray? I mean, people love to hear success stories, and that's what we look at, is the empirical evidence. We know the school system right now, as it is, working, or as it's set up, as you say, it's socialistic in nature. It violates free market principles, north and south, east and west. But where churches have risen and answered the call.
These stories are too many to tell. We've always had success with homeschooling and private and campus Christian schools and private schools, but they're such a small minority compared to the totality. In other words, you've got prior to the pandemic, we had maybe 2.5 million children being homeschooled, most of them mm-hmm. Christians.
Yes.
But now that's permanent homeschooling has doubled up to 5 or 6 million, and it may even go higher when schools reopen in the fall. And private Christian schools and private schools are growing as well. So we can realistically see 12, 15, 20% of growth out of the total. And if we could get up to 15 or 20%, that would be a significant portion of the totality of K-12 education. We wouldn't have parity, but we would have a competitive model.
Right.
And it would cause the public school system to continue to unravel as people look at the two systems and say, look, I don't want my kids there anymore. I'm going over to the new model.
Well, look at the success stories with homeschooling. I mean, you've got kids being accepted at quality four-year colleges that came out of a homeschooling background. I mean, anecdotally, I mean, and I haven't seen the numbers recently, but there's something to take notice of.
Right. And of course, they're getting into Ivy League schools. They're getting into military academies. They're excelling, and we've had about a 20-year history. My oldest child is now 50. He graduated from the Citadel in 1993, and he was one of the early people to come to
homeschoolers.
College. I don't know
uh-huh.
which one he was, but he was early, and he was the cadet colonel and valedictorian of his class, which was unusual to have one student get both of those awards the same year. So they do very well when they finally hit the mainstream, and they're very successful in business and family life, marriages, but it's just the pool has been small.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're in a 100-year moment for growing K-12 private Christian and homeschooling. And we can really see, because of the pandemic causing people to stay home, have their kids home, they realize, hey, I can do this. I didn't really want Johnny and Mary there anyway. We were fed up with the public school, but we were too busy to consider an alternative. But now we've seen the progress that they've made at home, or we realize that they're happier.
Mm-hmm.
Being homeschooled, and we're just not sending them back.
This is really turning into a watershed moment that we'll be thankful for. As all things, we're told, to consider it pure joy no matter what we're dealing with, because, God is still in control, isn't he, Ray?
Yes. Let's put the webpage out if we have one.
Yes, please. Yeah, we got 20 seconds. Go ahead.
PublicSchoolExit.com is a great resource for your audience. And then my webpage, which has been around about 25 years, is ExodusMandate.org. And if you're interested in what we're doing personally, we have books, tape.
Ray Moore, thank you for being with us.
If you don't want anymore, we can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to sell my house fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Demonstrators expressing solidarity with Cubans who waged a rare weekend of protests around their island nation shut down Miami's Palmetto Expressway Tuesday by mobbing onto the highway. An Iranian intelligence officer and three alleged members of an Iranian intelligence network have been charged in Manhattan with plotting to kidnap journalist Masi Alainjad, a human rights activist from New York, to Iran. The FBI says the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. All targeted victims had been critical of Iran. The COVID-19 curve in the United States is rising again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks. It's being driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And well, I'll tell you, we've got a real special story to share with you. And it's wrapped in the package of Jonathan Evans. Jonathan, you hear the name Evans and you say, okay, is this Dr. Tony Evans' son? Yes, it is Dr. Tony Evans' son. But so much more. His brand new book, Your Time Is Now, Get What God Has Given You. We talked about it earlier to kind of give you a preview of what we're going to discuss. And Jonathan is on the phone with us now. Jonathan, God bless you. Good to have you with us. How are you?
It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Jonathan, your story it just rhymes so much with what God has been showing me in the past year. When you say your time is now, I remember in reading the Gospels, there is a story of Jesus looking over Jerusalem and he wept. He wept because the Jewish people missed their appointed time. And this has been a recurring theme on this show, is that we have to be on the lookout for appointed time. There are times, there are seasons, some more significant than others, according to the book of Ecclesiastes. But when there is that appointed time, now takes on a different meaning, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It totally does. And one of the things that was important for me to realize and for me to understand is that because we serve a God who uses everything and wastes nothing, that means that all of our time is now. That means that we can't discount the journey for the goal. And a lot of people tend to do that. They're waiting on God to get them to a pinnacle point, not realizing that he uses the pain and the suffering and the trials and the tribulations as a part of the ingredients to make sure that we have a purpose that, that has a good taste.
Exactly.
And I think that it's important for us to realize that, because a lot of Christians are giving up. A lot of Christians are throwing in the towel, whether it's family, whether it's marriage, whether it's just simply purpose, or wondering and doubting whether God wants to use them at all, not realizing that God is using all of their life, their experiences, abilities, and passions to put together something that, that he can work through and to for his purposes.
Well, and as you say, for you, I mean, here you are. I mean, you're the one that your dad bragged about, and anything that came up athletic, he would mention in his sermons, because it was a natural thing, because you were a, you know, you were a part of his, you know, his sermons from week to week, at time whenever it had anything to do with athletics, and you were athletically gifted. You know, like you, I had aspirations, you know, to dribble the basketball. At 5'7", my aspirations ran out pretty quick, but you had a little bit more height, and then you go from that to realizing that, you know, football, there's something about football for you, and you enjoyed, especially after your freshman year, a very successful, you know, experience with football. You go on to college, and then you go on to get signed. And then everything that you thought was before you, the plans that you had for yourself, they took a detour. And God says, oh, no, Jonathan, the plans I got for you, I want you to know, good, not bad, good plans for you, to give you a future and hope. But that's quite shocking when you get to that point to think, okay, I'm on this trajectory to experience life in a certain way, and then God.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what happened. I'm on a trajectory of, you know, I told my dad I wanted to play in the NFL, and I was excited about having the opportunity to do that. I got signed by the Cowboys, and I thought, well, here we are. You know, I've been praying about it. I've been talking to God about it. I've been I'm thankful that I have the opportunity. And here I am getting cut from the Cowboys, getting sent overseas, having a tough experience there, having a high ankle sprain, getting carted off the field, getting traded, getting hurt again. And I spent 5 years in the NFL on 5 or 6 teams, never finding a place to sit down, never finding a place to call home. And it was tough. And I was talking to God and just like, what is going on here? I mean, it seemed like this is the trajectory you had me on to do this as a career, but also to serve your purposes in it. And so I didn't understand why things were so rocky and rough. You know, my wife was telling me, you know, maybe it's time to be done, and we have one child, and we can't find a place to settle. I mean, I was all over the place.
Yeah.
And so I kind of asked that question, you know, what is going on? You know, many people ask that, what in the world is going on? Mm-hmm. And I remember my wife telling me, hey, you know, I think God is calling you, you know, to ministry. God is calling you for his purposes. And I remember thinking, well, he's going to do it when I'm playing in the NFL. Like, I'm not
right.
Losing this opportunity. But as I was working out to try to go back, I ended up tearing my Achilles tendon, and that's what ended my career. I tore my Achilles, and at that moment that I hit the ground, I heard God say clearly, I'm not going to continue to allow you to walk in a direction I'm not calling you. And it was like Jacob, you know. It changed how I walk. I was wrestling with God all these years, and he touched me, and it changed how I walk. So I literally limped into seminary. I went into seminary with a limp. My whole walk changed. But I was going in the right direction.
Exactly.
And while I was in seminary, when I finally became obedient to the call to ministry, I got a call to come back to the Dallas Cowboys as the chaplain. And so here I am about to go into my 10th year as the chaplain for the Dallas Cowboys. And now I realize, looking back, that God was saying, oh, I wanted you in the NFL, but I wanted you there my way, not your way.
Exactly.
And so that's how he worked it out. He works all things out for good. And so you just got to keep going, and when we're obedient, God, it opens the door for God to show us exactly how he wants to use us.
And I want people to gather, you know, to really capture this. I mean, here's Jonathan. He grew up in Texas. He's a Texas boy, and here it is. He signs with the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, you talk about the trajectory of trajectories. Anybody who's been an athlete and looking at a professional career to play in your, you know, play for your hometown, your home team like that, I mean, you got to say, hey, God's all over this, right? And you're thinking, hey, this is smooth sailing from here. And then you get to that but God transformational phrase. I've told people before, Jonathan, you know, they I'll tell them, I say, I'm a but God Christian. They go, but what do you mean, but God Christian? I say, oh, you know, you read in the Bible all the time when things look bad and everything. And then you get that transitional phrase, but God. And what follows after but God is something so much greater, whether it's conquering a foe, whether it's an alteration in destination or direction that takes place, always better and greater than we could imagine, isn't it?
Yes, always. And the thing that I learned, too, is that, you know, what I went through was not a waste of time. It's not like I suddenly got to this place where I was like, okay, great, I finally landed. And but what I had in the past, all of the ups and downs of the NFL as a player had no purpose to my purpose. But actually, you know, Hebrews 4 says we serve a great high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses. And the reason why is because he lived it. And so there's no player that I minister to now that can tell me something that I haven't lived myself.
Exactly.
Whether it's being hurt, whether it's being carted off the field, whether it's being cut, traded, unwanted, rejected, all of those things I've experienced. So I'm able to minister not from book knowledge, but experiential knowledge. And that's
yes.
what God wants from his people. God wants his people. He allows you to have these experiences. He allows you to have these ups and downs. He allows you to go through these tough times so that he can build you up for your ministry. My mom told me this way. She said, Jonathan, you got to remember that your greatest ministry will come out of your greatest misery. And so we have to remember that so that we remember all of our time is now and never give up so that we don't ever discount the journey for the goal.
Well, the word says he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. For me, when I read that, yeah, mighty exploits is incidental. The knowing God personally and through experience as you've gotten to know God is much more powerful. And, you know, like I said, the exploits come, they're incidental, but it's in knowing God that's so much more significant. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, knowing God and really operating and having his presence. I think that,
Amen.
You know, a lot of time we want the blessing, but we don't want the blesser. We want the stuff, but we don't want the kingdom. It says, seek ye first his kingdom.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. Finance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Quit looking for revival. Go ahead and be that revival of one. That's where it starts, one at a time, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. In a culture that is filled with fear, his brand new book, Your Time Is Now, Get What God Has Given You, from Jonathan Evans, is very appropriate and timely. And you've got to know that God's hand, it was upon the writing of this book and the timing of its release. This is a today message, I want you to know. Jonathan is an author, speaker, chaplain, former NFL fullback. He seeks to impact today's young adults by equipping and encouraging them in their faith. He serves with his pastor, friend, and father, Dr. Tony Evans, in both the local church and the national ministry. And he's with us right now to talk about his new book. But Jonathan, before we get back into the book, we know that your mom passed a couple of years ago, and in the book you cite the story of your dad being at NRB, which we were just at, a month ago in Dallas, Texas, and the one particular NRB was a time that he was going to be acknowledged and was going to be entered into the NRB Hall of Fame, quite an honor. But his heart was heavy because he knew that he had to let you know, let all the kids know, that your mom had stage 4 cancer. And eventually your mom passed, and you gave a very heartfelt and honest testimony about wrestling with God over your mom's death. Tell our audience about that, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. We had done all that we could. Once we found out the news, I mean, we obviously supported my mom. We prayed, though. I mean, like warriors, we fought hard, in the spirit. And just not only us, but all of our church, the Dallas, Texas, the nation. I mean, people around the world through our national ministry. I mean, you talk about where two or three gather. I mean, we had everybody fighting so hard. And we received so many signs that seemed to suggest it. That those prayers were going to be answered the way that we were praying them. And so, I mean, we had people walking around our house like Jericho seven times praying. I mean, we went 100% to do what we could to meet, you know, what my dad often calls God's conditional will. He said that God has an unconditional will and a conditional will. Some things he's going to do because he's going to do them. And some things he's looking at us to determine how he's going to do what he does. And so we said, well, if there are conditions, we're going to meet them all. And
right.
So we did that. And to get the result that we got, I mean, I was frustrated, sad, mad, you know, every emotion that you could feel. And I, you know, I came to God with an unveiled face. I was just letting him know that I was disappointed, that this was the outcome. I mean, how could we do all this and it be on this big of a stage and him not use it as an opportunity for his glory and for our good? And I just felt like, you know, I just felt like I failed. I felt like God failed me. I mean, I really just felt those honest feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But then in that time with him, he turned the table on me to help me realize, you know, Jonathan, the way that you're coming at me right now shows me that you don't really understand my victory. He said, if you understood my victory in Jesus Christ, which I've already done well beforehand, for you, your mom, and all the prayers that you're praying, you would understand that even though I didn't answer your prayer your way, I answered your prayer with a yes anyway, because what you prayed was for your mom to be healed, and she is. What you prayed for is your mom to be with family, and she is. What you prayed for is your mom to be well taken care of, and she is. He said, matter of fact, the answer that I gave you my way was much better than the answer that you wanted your way. That's because of my victory in Jesus Christ. And if you felt like it was hard to see your mom suffer, what do you think it was like for me to see my son suffer for your mom? And so when I understood his victory, I understood that the answer to my prayer was always going to be yes and yes. And so I think people need to understand that a lot of times, like a child with their parents, they don't get what they want, but they don't realize that they're getting what they want. Whether it's down the line or whether it's at that moment, the parent just understands much greater than what the child understands. And at that moment, I realized, oh, I'm a child who didn't quite understand the father's answer. And the reason why he gave it the way he did is that, you know, my mom is in a place where she no longer has to worry, no longer has to suffer, no longer has to be and go through any of those challenges. And so my prayer was answered at a greater level than what I even asked.
Jonathan, this crisis of belief that you went through, understanding, you know, what you experienced as much as we can, was getting to the other side, as you just expressed right now, was this an immediate transformation, a light switch moment between you and God, or did you have to walk through this a little bit?
Yeah, I had to walk through it a little bit because it took some time for me to, it took some time in God's presence for me to, and in his word, for me to realize what I was just speaking about. I mean, because you have to wade through all of your emotions, and, you know, your emotions sometimes are a barrier to what God is saying to you and what God wants to say to you, but you have to wade through. I was frustrated. I had all of these emotions that I was going through, but I still didn't leave God to find my answer. I still stayed with the Lord, and even though, you know, God doesn't mind the question why, he may not always answer what he wanted, but he doesn't mind the question why. He doesn't mind you having serious conversation with him about your doubt or about your anger or about your frustration. He doesn't mind it. Matter of fact, he welcomes it. And but if you come to him, expect an answer to it. And I think that that's what happened. As I just spent time, you know, in his presence, and by doing so, you know, he gave me a word about victory, and he let me know in Romans 8. 29, you know, where his word just says that not only does he work all things for good for those who love God and are called according to his purposes, but those that he foreknew, he already predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. And those that he predestined, he called. Those that he called, he justified. Those that he justified, he glorified. So what then can you say? If God is for you, then who can be against you? And when I read that and remembered that and dwelt on that, I realized, oh, it's already done beforehand. So my prayer was already answered before I even prayed.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, we serve a God that knows the end from the beginning and tells us in advance, gives us an idea. And these are all personal things. And some people ask Jonathan, say, how come I don't know that? What do you tell them?
Well, I think that it's, you know, God speaks from his word. And I think that we have to have dedicated time where we spend with him, especially in the hard times, because a lot of people run from God in the hard times. But that's the last thing that you want to do, because if you don't have God and you're simply left with yourself through a hard time, then you really are going to be in a place where all your get up is going to get has gotten up and gone. Mm-hmm. And I just think that people just have to stick with God, because rest is found in Him. The Bible says, "Come to me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you." Okay, learn from me, the Bible says. And so I think that we carry yokes that are way too heavy because we don't take His yoke upon us and allow Him to be the bigger ox that carries the load when we have a burden. And so I think that it's important for people to stay with God, learn from God, so that we can really experience His rest in the middle of our frustration and pain.
I'll tell you, that is so powerful, Jonathan. I'm praying that people are capturing your words here, that it is really enjoined in their hearts, that it is that that word that has gone out and found its mate in the hearts of our listeners, because what you're talking about is that now time, that appointed time. When you come to that crossroads where you make a choice, okay, because you can get so frustrated and hurt and say, "God, where were you? I want nothing to do with you. I think you're a false God. I'm out of here." Okay, certainly that we have that free option, and many people have chosen that option. And by the grace of God, and I'm sure a lot of prayers that surrounded you and your family, that now moment was, no, I'm going to hold on to Jesus' garment all the way through, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you'd be surprised to know that my mom, the day that we found out the news, when my dad said, "This is what's going on, terminal illness, there's nothing we can do about it," that moment, I mean, my mom is like, she gave us 5 minutes to weep. And then she called us and said, "Are y'all done now?" And we were just like, "What do you mean, are we done? Are y'all done crying about this?" And we said, "I guess so, if you want us to be done." I mean, it was kind of a shocking moment.
Right.
And she said, "Well, sit down." And she sat down and she said, "This is spiritual warfare. We've been attacked on our family from all sides. And one thing we're not going to do is tuck tail and run. One thing we're going to do is we're going to continue to serve the purposes of God. There is no player that's bigger than God's plan. And God's plan must continue. God's plan must go forward. I know you're going to support me and love me, but you are going to serve God's purposes. That's exactly what you're going to do. And you're not going to tuck your tail, lose your faith, have doubt, and take off running in the opposite direction." And so she was the one who actually was the catalyst for our strength in the moment where she was physically the weakest. And so it has to say, you know, sometimes people are dealing with physical weakness, but they have spiritual strength. And my mom was that at that moment. And I remember asking her, I said, "How can you be talking about ministry at a time like this?" And she looked at me and glanced at me and said, "Because that's why you exist. So you don't want to lose sight of that."
Yeah, without a doubt. Jonathan, what a blessing. I mean, that your family continues to be, you know, to all of us, the example, how God has used your family, your personal story here in this book. Your time is now. Get what God has given you. And boy, I'll tell you, that is a lot to unpack, and you can read it all about it in his brand new book. It'll be linked on our website. Jonathan, how can people be in touch with you?
Yes, listen, Jonathan Blake Evans is my full name, and that is my website, jonathanblakeevans.com. That's my handles for social media.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.